So the sword of Manjugrosha is our transcendental Excalibur, whose magical powers we're going to celebrate and reflect on in the course of this weekend. And the main theme of my talk is the cutting away of the old, getting rid of whatever it is that conceals and that impedes our spiritual development, so that the element in one that has been so long hidden is finally revealed. Manjugrosha's eternal youth. And this eternal youth of Manjugrosha is associated with the golden colour of sunlight. Sunlight early in the day. Manjugrosha's body, his archetypal body, is made of golden light. And Vedanya said last night that we can think of Manjugrosha sort of as our ideal being, the golden light, deep, or maybe not so deep, in us. But unfortunately, the golden light is not always so evident. It gets covered over, it gets obscured. So my talk is all about getting rid of those obscurations, those defilements, those impediments, so that we can get in touch, back in touch, with our eternal youth. The sword, of course, is a weapon of destruction. And that's what we're concerned with this morning. We're concerned with destruction, destroying all the obstructions, defeating the enemy. Before Padmavajra, tomorrow, tells us how to use the subtle knife to enter new worlds. So yes, one talk has to come before the other, and there are two aspects to the weekend. But we have to be careful about separating them out too cleanly. They're distinguishable, yes, obviously, but they're also interwoven. Or rather, they're two aspects of the same process. It's not that we cut away the husks and the rough stuff and pick all the rotten bits out before you can cut a frame into the new world. But it's as if these two processes are going on at the same time. Otherwise, we'd be at it forever, trying to get rid of all the impurities before we can step into the new world. So let's remember, I think this is quite important, that destruction is an aspect of creation. That creating the new inevitably involves some destroying. So the first question we have to ask ourselves in this context is, what exactly is it that Manjugrosha's sword is going to destroy? Well, the sword of wisdom cuts away the old. The old as opposed to the young. The old as opposed to the new. So what is it? What is the old in us in this context? Whether we are 12, 15, 22, 62 or 82, what is the old in us in this context, in the context of our spiritual life? What is it that holds back the spiritual life force? The infinite life force, which ideally we should always be able to access. Negative, restrictive patterns that hold us back from truly being ourselves. False views and habits that prevent us realizing our potential. Or, to use more the language of Buddha nature, it's whatever prevents us from resting or residing in our essential being. Stale ways of being, stunted self-views, listless passivity, or at the other extreme, the vigorous pursuit of wrong ends. Such ways, the ways of the reactive mind, are enfeebling. They disempower us. They're like the physical ravages of age on our physical body. They are the spiritual ravages or non-spiritual ravages on our spiritual body.